Now, Cabinet meets today to decide whether to take Auckland out of that level 3 and the rest of the country out of level 2. Now, as of this morning, there are no new cases in the community. That extends the four-day run of good news. The two Papatoetoe High School students who have refused to be tested are being required to isolate until the Medical Officer of Health is confident their infection period is over. Health authorities are still waiting on the tests of a long tail of about 30 close contacts, most of them from the Papatoetoe gym, and those results could be critical, of course, in any decision. I spoke earlier to Associate Minister of Health Aisha Verrill, and she told me they're still waiting to get some of the test results to come back.
That will be collated as part of the advice we receive when we make the decision at Cabinet this morning. So there is a handful of those to close out, being the last area of interest identified in that contact trace. So indeed, that is one of the areas that we're looking at closely.
What about Papatoetoe School? A couple of students who were refusing tests, still a few outstanding. Where have we got to on that?
So the school's closed out with an individual management plan for the ones who aren't have declined the test. So that will basically we can use a requirement for them to isolate until the Medical Officer of Health is confident that there's no risk there.
So are they actually going to be required to isolate, and will they be monitored?
Indeed, that's how we overcome the situation when someone turns down a test, is make sure that they're in isolation until their at-risk period is over.
So how long will that be?
I haven't seen the details of the plans for those individuals, but as you know, the standard that we work to is 14 days from the last exposure event.
And is that a legal requirement that you've implemented there?
That is the Medical Officer of Health has the ability to make people isolate when there's a public health risk.
And that is critical, isn't it? Because in order to come out of this alert level, even with zero positive cases coming through, we need to have confidence that those that have been told to isolate will isolate. So can we? Do we have that confidence?
So in those individual situations, the medical officers of health on the ground, who are obviously highly experienced public health professionals, work with the individuals and, I mean, their students, aren't they? So their families, to make sure that an arrangement that they can have confidence in is in place. And with others, we have a variety of different arrangements depending on the risk of the people concerned. So in some situations, that's supporting their isolation and arranged isolation facility, and in other situations, it's supporting that with daily calls and all the welfare support required to help people isolate.
How many people are we talking about here that would be being monitored by the Medical Officer of Health to ensure that they are doing what they're supposed to be doing?
Well, on that individual, having those individual management plans, we're talking about just a handful, and like the couple at the school. When it comes to the wider number of close contacts we've managed in this outbreak, where the arrangements are by daily check-ins on the phone, that's over 2,000. 2,000 across the whole outbreak.
Sure, but I'm right, aren't I, in that for Cabinet to make the decision, you have to have a degree of confidence that those isolation plans, that everyone is going to stick to that because of the potential for the long tail of this current virus. Is that right?
Yeah, so many of the people that we've identified at those locations of interest will only have clicked past day 5. So indeed, there will be further days of isolation for them. But, I think, Corin, we do have to have realistic monitoring arrangements for people. And I think we've gone through a previous outbreak where we've also had about 2,000 close contacts in isolation. That was in August. And we were able to achieve a high level of confidence with the arrangements in place then.